better description is metabolic surgery. We face an absolute epidemic with morbid obesity in the United States. In the healthcare community, we're trying to find ways that we can effectively allow people to lose weight and, more importantly, keep the weight off.
Dr. Ray Georgian is co-founder and co-director of Midwest Bariatric Solutions, where Robin O'Brien is having surgery to help her get to a healthier lifestyle. Georgian says they perform two different kinds of the surgery.
We perform laparoscopic gastric bypasses and an operation called as a laparoscopic gastric sleeve resection.
Dr. Georgian says the progress made medically in this procedure over the years is, like anything else, much improved.
And the results behind, at least in our hands, between the gastric bypass and the gastric sleeve resection are so much better than the lap band procedure that we no longer perform the lap band procedure.
The laparoscopic gastric bypass version, what Georgian calls the gold standard, is what Robin is undergoing today.
I'm starting by making a small incision in the upper abdomen.
Georgian describes what he's about to do.
The stomach is the size of a football. And what we do is we take the top of the football off and make it the size of an egg. So the functional amount of stomach that actually receives food is very small. The rest of the stomach stays behind and it functions, but it no longer gets food.
Standing just inches from the life-altering surgery, a video monitor shows exactly where the surgeons are cutting, why, and the precision needed to get the job done right.
So we put our instruments first. We're gonna have to deal with the scar tissue because this is gonna be in our way. She had a previous surgery.
So once we create this egg-sized shaped stomach that's separated from the remainder of the stomach, then we bring a piece of small intestine and connect it to this new pouch. So by doing that, people feel full quick, but also a portion of the digestive tract is bypassed. And that's why we think we're curing diabetes.
As for Robin,
these are special staplers that have a blade in them. And what happens is when I close this down, we compress them. And then I'm going to fire, and it's going to send a blade and lay staples down and divide it.
Dr. Georgian says no matter how many times he's done these, there's always risks.
All the complications that you could potentially have for other operations exist in morbidly obese patients. However, more blood clots to the lungs, infections, those kind of things can all happen, and you have to be very cognizant of those issues.
The surgery did go extremely smooth for Robin, who's now been moved to the post-op phase, which, believe it or not, begins the second half of this journey. Tomorrow.
I didn't know what I'd done to myself. I was dizzy. I couldn't do a whole lot of anything. Maybe I'd really hurt myself.
We catch up with Robin 7 months after her life-changing surgery. In Neenah, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.